Things to make and do. Conference Spotlight Cards. You can cut out these cards and use them to remind you of what you learned in general conference. Note, you may need help with this activity. My young friends, always have the temple in your sights. Do nothing which will keep you from entering its doors and partaking of the sacred and eternal blessings there. President Thomas S. Monson. It is a glorious thing to be a Christian and to live as a true disciple of Christ. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. From what might appear to you to be small choices, the Lord will lead you to the happiness you want. Through your choices, He will be able to bless countless others. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Through our heartfelt kindness and service, we can make friends with those whom we serve. From these friendships come better understanding of our devotion to the gospel and a desire to learn more about us. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Don't let a day go by without doing something to act on the promptings of the Spirit. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. We cannot see our Heavenly Father, but we can listen for His voice to give us the strength we need to endure the challenges of life. Sister Jean A. Stevens, First Counselor in the Primary General Presidency. You have come to earth at this time, and the Lord has set His hand to prepare the world for His glorious return. These are days of great opportunity and important responsibilities. These are your days. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. You are not alone. As you keep the covenants you have made, the Holy Ghost will guide and guard you. You will be surrounded by heavenly hosts of angels. Sister Elaine S. Dalton, Young Women General President. End of section. Conference Spotlight Cards.